Just a little bit more information about sensory pathways. The sensory receptors they can either be dendrites of a sensory neuron, or they can actually be specialized cells. And again, these are located in various parts of the body and have various functions depending on the type of information that they are receiving. Perception, again, is a conscious awareness of a sensation. So sensory receptors are going to pick up sensations, and perception is the conscious awareness of sensations. So next we're going to go into organization of sensory pathways. And there are going to be the first order neurons, and there are going to be the second order neurons and the third order neurons. So let's talk about what those do. The first order neurons are going to be the sensory neurons that deliver the sensation to the central nervous system. So these are going to be bringing these sensations from the body to the central nervous system, and they are going to be located in the dorsal root ganglia. The second order neurons are usually interneurons, which means they're found within the central nervous system, either within the spinal cord or within the brain, and they synapse with the first order neuron and cross over to the opposite side of the spinal cord to bring that information to the opposite side. And finally, the third order neuron is going to be the next neuron that is synapsed with by the second order neuron, and it's going to be the neuron that is located in the brain, and it is going to be this is going to be the neuron which is going to trigger our perception of the sensation. So it may be at some point either in the thalamus or in other parts of the brain that the third order neuron is going to be located. And I want to mention the somatosensory pathways. These are going to be the pathways from the receptor to the third order neuron. And the shape of that pathway is going to alter a little bit depending on the types of information that's being processed. The sensory homunculus is kind of an interesting thing. It's a map of sensations that are of where they're perceived in the brain. So it's a map on the brain of where perceptions are going to originate for different parts of the body. So it's going to look like a very altered, strange-looking human, and that's what's meant by the word homunculus.